94.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sasha. This is Spinning Plates. And today we have another special episode focusing on heavy piano parts in rock and alternative music. So I'm going to start with You Don't Understand Me. And I was actually inspired to do this show because my friend Aiden, who's here with me, he has a show on Mondays from 3 to 4. You should definitely check that out. He rediscovered The Rock on Tours recently, and this is my favorite song by them. And I used to play the piano part for this song, and it's super fun, so I decided to focus on piano for this show. So this is off Consolers of the Lonely of 2008, and this is also Jack White's second band off of the White Stripes as well, so he's the lead singer. And yeah, this has this fantastic piano part, so here we go.
We do.
I just think that song has such a cool piano part. It's really, really fun to play too, especially on that bridge part. I used to get cramps in my hand trying to play that fast. So the next song actually inspired me to pick piano back up after I had stopped taking lessons in about 6th or 7th grade. This has a pretty simple piano part, but it's the foundation of the song, and it has another really like rapid progression in the bridge as well. This is called "The Way We Get By" by Spoon.
We get high in back seats of cars. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a pee. Never wake up on our own. And that's the way we get by. So way we get by. All that's the way we get by. So way we get by.
That's the Way We Get by Spoon. My dad just informed me that this was his first ever Spoon song. We're both a huge fan of this band. This song is pretty close to my heart too, because I grew up listening to it in a playlist that he had made for me. So next I want to do the cover segment that I've done a couple times in the past. This time's a little bit different because I have a Radiohead song called Like Spinning Plates, and I'm going to play the original, which is the recorded one on the album, and then I'm going to play the live version of it as well. So both are by Radiohead, but it's kind of like the cover segment. So this first one is created with reverse sound. So they take the synthesizer and they play music through the synthesizer, and then they reverse it, so it sounds like it's kind of being sucked out of the instrument. And Thom Yorke is actually also singing backwards for the verses in this song. So you can kind of hear his voice is really distorted because he's singing the lyrics backwards and then they reverse it and it comes out forwards on the track. So I think that's pretty cool. The live version is kind of like a piano cover. It's really beautiful and elegant. And you can really hear the passion in York's voice and his piano playing. So there's a lot of tension in this song because of the nature of the chords, but the live version definitely feels more relaxing. So I'm going to play both of them. And this is Like Spinning Plates, which is actually why this show is called Like Spinning Plates as well. So here we go. I'm not going to do that. That was Like Spinning Plates by Radiohead, both the original album version and the live version. I just think that song is so beautiful and interesting, especially the difference between the original and live version. And I love to play that song on piano, and my mom loves it too. So I dedicated that segment to my mom, if she's listening. So now I have a very abrupt change in tone. We're going to go, our next song is going to be One Angry Dwarf and 200 Solemn Faces by Ben Folds Five. So he uses a lot of vocal leading in this song. He's a very, very talented pianist. And he wrote an incredible concerto that I got to listen to him play live, where he actually stood up in the middle of it and started like hitting the strings on the inside of the piano and plucking the strings on the inside. It was very, very interesting. He's a really talented guy. So he's kind of like a more modern Billy Joel. He uses piano as his bass for all of his songs, and he has some really catchy songs, and well-planned lyrics. And they all tell stories. So this is called One Angry Dwarf and 200 Solemn Faces, another song that is very fun to play on the piano. So enjoy.
Joe, for your little minds to blow, I still got beat up.
that was One Angry Dwarf and 200 Solemn Faces. What a fun song that is. I absolutely love it. It's super fun to play on the piano, such a great piano part, and it's still a super catchy, like, rocky song. So I think that's awesome. And now I'm going to take it back down with a really old Sia song from 2004, I believe. This is before she started making more poppy music. It's very calm and indie sounding, and I've known this song for a long time as well. This was also at my dad's playlist from a while ago. And I never knew it was Sia until I looked it up on my own to listen to it. And I saw it was Sia, and I was like, oh, is this the Sia from today? And it is, but she totally sounds completely different. So this is called Breathe Me, and it's a very beautiful song by Sia.
Help, I have done it again. I have been here many times before. Hurt myself again today. And the worst part is there's no one else to warm me up.
So that was Breathe Me by Sia, and we have a couple PSAs coming up next. But before that, Aiden, what did you think of that song? Had you heard that song before?
You know, I did think I had heard that song before, but I wasn't quite sure where I'd heard it. I think your suggestion that maybe it was in a movie is a very good suggestion, because I did not know it was by Sia, especially because, as you already noted, she is mostly just featured in some of the popular songs, like Flo Rida, I think a recent Kanye West song as well.
Yeah, I kind of want her to make another album like that. It's a really beautiful album. All right, so would you like to read a PSA for us?
Sure. So this PSA is called Save the Children. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
All right. Thank you very much, Aiden. Again, his show is on Mondays from 3 to 4. He plays a lot of soul and a bunch of random songs that he likes, and it's really, really fun. So definitely tune in. This next PSA is called Fast. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T, F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treated. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. And shout out to Ansh once again. And now this next song is by Muse. It's called I Belong to You. And Muse is usually a very loud and rockin' band with heavy guitars. But towards the end of their newer albums, they tend to put some piano ballads in there, which is similar to this one. And this song, its bridge is actually in French. It's from a French opera, which is really interesting. So halfway through, you'll just start hearing him singing in French. And it has a very theatrical mood change as well. So this is, again, I Belong to You by Muse.
When these pillows get pulled down,
So that was a very piano-driven Muse song, which is not something you would typically expect to hear from Muse. Like I said before, they're very rockin' and guitar-driven, but this was a very interesting example of their kind of piano ballads that they like to play at the end of their albums. So next I have another Ben Folds song called Dog. This is a really fun song, also off of one of my dad's playlists. Clearly he has a huge influence on my music taste. It has a really rapid, repetitive piano part, and it's really fast-paced, but the vocal part is not very rushed, so that makes it kind of interesting. And it's basically about being afraid of commitment, and he feels kind of chained by society, as his dog might feel chained by being a dog. And there's actually a really interesting portion of this song. At the end, you'll hear a phone call that he made with his mother, and this was an actual phone call, and he tells her that he's recording a record, and she calls him a kumquat, which I think is hilarious. So she had no idea that she was being recorded, but now she's on one of his coolest songs. So this is Dog by Ben Folds.
My dog wears a path on the same line, and lately I'm thinking I'm take his advice, yeah, yeah. Cause he sees through the fence and he thinks I'm free, but my brain and his chain look the same to me. All alone in a cage with a headrest, there's a thing I could get off of my chest. Cause for years or more,
of the wrong tree. That was then, now I'm back, won't you see me? Cause I wanna wear the path that's true. But I got older anyway. So won't you, so won't you, so won't you brush my fears away. My dog wears a path and that's a good sign. A path on the same line. No one in this cage with a headrest. There's a thing I should get off of my chest. Buy a house, go to work in the same car. Feed the dog, put her teeth in the same jar. Wanna tell you that I
So that was Ben Folds once again. He is such an amazing pianist, and that phone call at the end makes me laugh every time. So we're going to take it back down with another Radiohead song. This is called Pyramid Song. This is full of syncopated rhythms, and it has a very strange meter. I believe it's 16-8 with groups of a 3-2-3-3-2-3. It's a very strange meter. It takes me about a minute and a half every time I listen to the song to get into the meter and understand it again. And Philip Selway, one of the members of Radiohead, says that the constituent parts of the song are all quite simple, but I think the ways that they blend gives real depth. So that's kind of apparent with a lot of Radiohead songs. They have kind of minimal singular tracks, and then when they're put together, it's very complex. And Ed O'Brien goes so far to say that this is the best song we've recorded. So this is Pyramid Song, very, again, piano heavy, and it's a super cool song, so enjoy.
Thank you.
So again, that was Pyramid Song by Radiohead. That's such an eerie song, and it's also so interesting. I love all of the different musical aspects of that song. So up next, I have another Spoon song called My Mathematical Mind. Again, piano is the foundation for this song, and it has a very syncopated rhythm in the treble, which makes it really hard to play on the piano. It's super groovy. And usually this band has at least one piano in their songs, which I love because I really appreciate piano, which is what this episode is dedicated to. And once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is My Mathematical Mind by Spoon. So again, that was My Mathematical Mind by Spoon. And I have a couple more songs left. The next one is another Muse song called Apocalypse, Please. This is an example of a very loud, rocky piano song, which is a little bit different from some of the other ones I've been playing. It's really intense, but it's really cool the way they kind of just bang on the piano. So again, Apocalypse, Please by Muse up next. So that was a more classic Muse song, really loud, really rockin'. So for my last song, I'm going to take it way down. We're going to play a Death Cab for Cutie song called Brothers on a Hotel Bed. It's really calm. It has a slower piano part, and it rings out the tonic in the high octaves for the majority of the song. And this song actually talks about a couple who grows old together, and they, at this point, share a bed like brothers share a bed in a hotel. So it's really awkward and They're just uncomfortable with how they grew old. And I think that the tonic note ringing out is always there, as the thought of death and growing old is always here in our minds. So you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sasha. This has been Spinning Plates. And thank you so much for listening to my piano appreciation episode. So Brothers on a Hotel Bed by Death Cab for Cutie.
Like brothers on a hotel bed.